This was Rosie in the office this week. This is this edition of Rosie on the House is our baby daughter, Carol Grace's swan song participation in Rosie on the House. Carol, it's just been an absolute joy having you at the office and on the show on Saturday. An absolute joy. You've been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun to be here. Thanks for hiring me back.
Golly, you've got a seat at the office anytime you want it. The things you've taken control of and organized and cleaned up, and I'm really, really going to miss you. But you've got an incredible opportunity. We're moving Carol to Washington, D.C. That's the third son-in-law that's ripped my daughters out of my life. Third son-in-law to do it.
But it is the nation's capital, and I know how much you love this country, right?
Thank you, Gary.
We do
hit D.C. often. It is one of our absolute favorite cities. I can't hardly land in D.C. without getting emotional and tearing up when I see all it represents.
Yeah, we really miss Carol and no longer think of her as the baby of the family. She has proven herself very capable, and she's also the light in the office, loves to have fun, and kind of has given us, and, you know, we've gotten back to having in-house lunches and just, you know, a lot of fun. Going to miss her enthusiasm in the office.
Going to miss her in every... So here is your swan song salute, darling.
Thank you.
You're not even gone, and I already miss you. We're talking today. The other thing we're crying about is do-it-yourself projects that have gone wrong. And we've got several callers online who want to share with us their stories, as David did in the last segment. If you get online at 1-888-767-4348, we will put your name in a hat, and we will draw winners for guests. If you'd like to go and join the Rosie on the House team at a Diamondbacks game in the suites, call now with your do-it-yourself story, and you'll be entered. We'll drop your name in that hat, and we'll be drawing winners here at the end of the show. So I talked last segment quite a bit about projects not to tackle, and that was roofing. And with a general overall warning and encouragement for you to know, ladders are one of the most dangerous tools a homeowner can own. They really are one of the leading reasons for trips to the intensive care unit. So don't treat ladders casually or naively. They must be respected. You must realize you're 7, 8, 9 feet off the ground. And it doesn't take much of a fall, just a couple feet, to get going pretty fast. And there's only one thing waiting for you at the bottom of that fall, and it's the landing.
The next thing is replacing your air conditioning unit. And I've been hearing a lot of ads, you know, about, you know, buying your own air conditioning unit and saving thousands. I'm not saying that you couldn't possibly do that. I will say that in particular ad promoting for you to, you know, buy your own air conditioning unit online is also owned by one of the biggest air conditioning contractors as well. So it's not like, you know, somebody out there that, you know, found this huge, incredible niche. They are profitable in business because they have a professionally licensed air conditioning contracting company. So buying one online also has a huge number of problems if you are just going for make and model of what you have. If you've got a system that's older than 10 years and it wasn't properly sized for your home, well, just going with the same unit that you've already had in the past could also be a costly mistake, because we could get you so much more efficient with today's technology.